But on their second pass, Sir Meriamun swung the point of his lance to strike Sir Hubber in the chest, driving him from the saddle to crash resoundingly to the earth. Sir Horace cursed and ran out to help his battered brother from the field.
"Poorly ridden," declared King Joffrey. "Sir Balon Swan of Stone Elm in a red watch," came the herald's cry. Wide white wings ornamented Sir Balon's great helm, and black and white swans fought on his shield. "Maurice of House Slint, heir to Lord Janus of Harrenhal."
"Look at that up-jumped oaf," Joff hooted, loud enough for half the yard to hear.
Maurice, a mere squire, and a new-made squire at that, was having difficulty managing lance and shield. The lance was a knight's weapon, Sansa knew, the Slint's low-born. Lord Janus had been no more than commander of the City Watch before Joffrey had raised him to Harrenhal and the Council. "I hope he falls and shames himself," she thought bitterly. "I hope Sir Balon kills him." When Joffrey proclaimed her father's death, it had been Janus Slint who seized Lord Eddard's severed head by the hair and raised it on high for king and crowd to behold, while Sansa wept and screamed.